Check that out. Okay, so much reaction, Giorgio, from our characters segment that we did. Characters carousel in review, anything you ever wanted to know? A lot of characters brought up by P1s I'd completely forgotten about and can't believe that we ever put on the air. Patrick emails and says, I don't know the name, but I loved the Army Ranger guy that's over in a war and talks like Clint Eastwood, yes, but somehow or another is always up on what's going on at the ticket. Confusing concept. His name is Sergeant Buck Maverick, and he would call us from the field phone.
I miss him.
And you would hear bombs going off in the background and everything.
But out of respect, since 9/11.
Yeah, since 9/11, we tapped the brakes on
that. In fact, we've actually been at war since then. We've kind of steered away. It was a very funny character.
But he would call up, and he would always, yeah, Mississippi Slim got it last night. Charlie hanging out in the, you know, and had this elaborate war story that sounds right out of, you know, some war movie. And then he'd always tag it with, hey, Ryan, are going to do petty at Summer Bash this weekend? Always something that was real ticket. He was real up on the ticket, what's going on. And there's the bad that we used to play.
See, I think we should bring him back out of respect for our fighting men over there.
Nice, interesting play.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Maybe Clayton, P1s.
Clayton emails, and he says that the first fake Chan Gailey, done when he was announced as coach, but before anyone knew what or who he was or what he sounded like, he said it was the craziest, wild-ass Chinese character we've ever done.
Chinese?
Oh, we did him as he's from China?
Yeah, because his name is Chan. My friend and I heard it replayed on the rant, and to this day we think it was the best character ever on the ticket, but I've never heard from him again as Chan morphed into a country bumpkin. You know, I barely remember the Chinese Chan Gailey, but I will say that the fake Chan Gailey, the country one, I used to love doing that one.
Yeah, hilarious. Hey, I told you about the guy at Valley Ranch who worked for the Cowboys who would, like, bend over laughing with his hands on his knees at the line of, I remember when Daddy painted the dog's toenails red and we moved the family to Alabama.
Why you laughed at that stupid line? Well, that throwaway, clearly filler line just to try to get to a real joke.
Painted the dog's toenails red and moved the family to Alabama.
Okay, we've lost George. Jeff says, my favorite character has always been the generic youth minister.
Another
at first, he reminded me of the youth minister at our church, who's a really good guy and a good friend to both my kids. Then he developed into an ambiguously gay generic youth minister, and that's disturbing and hilarious. Sorry about that.
Imagine a Gordon character going down that road.
Ian says there was a fake Ron Washington about 2 years ago. Why haven't we heard from him recently?
Good question.
Yeah,
we have
I
news
think,
along that front.
Yeah, Junior's developing a fake Ron Washington, which I think
tomorrow.
Is going to be very offensive.
8:40 tomorrow.
And he says more fake Vanderjagt. I guess we only did him. We did him a couple times.
Isn't that what morphed into Chris?
Pretty much.
Steve says, Norman and Saxy, wasn't he the guy who would start out complimenting the musers?
And then we just...
And then by the end of the call would turn on them and be screaming at them and threatening their lives?
Yes. He needs to come back.
Norman and Saxy, yes. He said, also, there was a bit where a guy would just prattle on and on and on, and you guys would put him on hold, then come back to him throughout the show, and he would still be talking.
Yeah, who was that guy?
Oh, God.
His name was Charles in Saginaw.
That's right.
And every time he checked back into him, his
so
story
great.
Had gone so much further off course than you even thought possible.
Well, that's when we saw
and
the
at that time, I had I told the nun that I was no longer interested in sitting backwards on the horse. He says there used to be much more making fun of callers in the early days. You guys backed off on that quite a bit. Don't have any idea what he's talking about.
No, neither.
Yeah. Gordon, whatever happened to Myrtle, the generic overtyping hotel operator? She's one of my all-time favorite characters. She was great in Assigned Karen. Yeah, we used to always, no matter who we were trying to call, whether it was Tom Hicks or we'd run into this operator who would have to enter way too much data on her computer in the background. You can hear her typing. Where's Microphone Johnson, the fake Chan Gailey or the fake Billy Tubbs?
Good questions.
I almost urinated my pants on 635 listening to Microphone Johnson interview Tommy Lee. Microphone Johnson is properly dead.
No,
fake Chan Gailey was
not.
Greatness. We should still do him. And the fake Billy Tubbs, I forgot. That was another one I used to love.
Yeah, that's a great character.
Whatever happened to the fake Johnny Oates, P1 David?
Come on, dude.
That's another one that...
respect.
I love you.
Just respect.
That we had to throw a little respect in its place. So,
go ahead and do the voice that fake Johnny degenerated into about what does the talk mean.
No, it's stupid. It doesn't make any
sense.
This
is an example.
What does it mean? What does the talk mean? What does it mean? What does the talk mean? Stupid. Hey, guys, whatever happened to Sandbass Dan, an obscure old character?
Oh, man,
signed
I love
Chuck.
That voice.
Sandbass Dan darn near lost us our broadcast license a few times, so we had to quit doing that character.
Let's bring him back.
P1 Pilot Jim says, do you guys remember these? Narrator Ned.
Mm-mm.
No idea. Bill Parcells' Cody Cat. I do remember that one. Excessive Tony.
I remember Excessive Tony.
We had a character named Excessive Tony.
Yeah, he just did everything in excess.
And these two crack me up. I have no idea what these characters were. I remember their names, but the concept is funny to me. Underreacting John and Inappropriate Stew.
Was that when we went into the underdeveloped cat character?
Yeah.
Closet one time,
yeah, and
rolled some guys out.
We heard from about 10 different characters, and they all were named something like that.
Do you guys remember the one and only character you had me do?
You did a character?
See? That got swept under
what
the carpet
that?
Real
well,
the female
fast.
Voice in any the Reader's Theater.
Well, no, that's a regular. I'm always the female in Reader's Theater. Now, for some reason, I was Bob Hope one time.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's
with
what
who?
I think.
By yourself?
No, with you guys.
I know. Was it just we're visiting with Bob Hope?
Nah, for some reason, I called in. Bob Hope called into the show. I think that was how we ended up with the laser eyes.
Hitting a cat?
Is that it? So I don't know. I think that's where it came from. But
Brett
apparently,
emails,
I failed so bad, I was never asked back.
I don't get to listen to much as I used to, but Stossel Rooney would get me rolling on the floor every time. Yeah, there's several people. Their favorite is Stossel Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Hollywood gossip reporter Jane Gum, signed Tim. Well, Tim, that's one of the ones that is my Achilles heel, and it just absolutely cripples me every time I do it.
Funny.
I hate Jane Gum. Any mention of sports panties yet? He's my favorite. And we could
about
probably do away with sports panties.
No, no.
P1 Rick says, how about Hivy, the HIV-positive blood drop? I think he was only on one time.
Remember because when I was out of town.
He came on the air to spread awareness of AIDS, mm-hmm. not to spread AIDS.
Yeah.
The worst is Bill Parcells, according to P1 Dave, and the best was Nigel, Jesse, the Usher, and the Ghost of Thanksgiving.
I don't remember that.
Tim says, bring back Chief Wahoo.
Oh, my God.
Tom wants to know, which character is the biggest reduction? Could it possibly be Nolan's backstrap fajitas and snow monkeys? And we do have a tendency to reduce people.
Yeah, we will reduce you.
Michelle, and this is common of a lot of P1 females, says she loves the Ticket Mouse.
I do, too. We haven't heard from the Ticket Mouse in a long time.
Mark says he misses old Cried Pants. Another one-off character that never should have made the air. Kyle says, Gordon, you really need to bring back the superhero that can sit in a folding chair faster than anyone, Spare Man.
Barely remember him.
What a horrible superpower.
Premise.
That is the worst superpower of all time.
Yeah.
Being able to sit in a folding chair faster than anyone.
Wow.
And finally, P1P1 says, nothing even comes close to fake Norm. But more so when Gordo does the voice.
Stolen.
No offense, Jub-Jub, and I have to say that the best scenario by far is Norm versus the Goose. The meaningless death threats between the two of them are so wheels off, I can't wait for another football season so we can hear some more of that greatness. Yeah, what about Craig's fake Goose? That's great.
It's another good one.
Can't score.
And then also Randy, the concerned neighbor, got a few mentions from people as well. So there you go. We didn't have time to get to the stack of other people bringing up characters that we didn't get to, including questions. What's our favorite single sketch of all time? Which one has Giorgio laughed the hardest at? Was another question we had. So we won't have a chance to get to all those. So
see
there you
tomorrow.
Go.